I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz, we wanted one of the names for a military base close to the front lines. The term we were looking for is Forward Operating Base, or FOB. The U.S. has many FOBs in Iraq and Afghanistan. The large ones have many tents and other structures where personnel live and work, and all of them need to be heated in the winter and cooled in the summer. That can take a lot of fuel. Steve Anderson is a retired brigadier general who is General David Petraeus' chief logistician in Iraq. He says the Pentagon should find ways to make structures at FOBs and other military compounds more energy efficient, not only to save money and be greener, but also to save lives.
What's happening out there, the reason that lives are being lost is because they got kids out there that are driving escorts or actually driving fuel trucks, moving fuel, and they're getting killed by IEDs. You got these huge 40,000-pound fuel trucks rolling down the road. Those are very, very enticing targets to our enemies. And at least 1,000 Americans have been killed moving fuel. And in essence, what we're doing is we're air conditioning the desert over there in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places. DOD will spend about $20 billion annually to air condition tents and temporary structures in Iraq and Afghanistan. So obviously, anywhere where you can achieve even a modest improvement in efficiency, you're talking about billions of dollars. And it's not hard to do this. You spray closed cell spray polyurethane foam on the exterior of the tent.
Now, practically, I think I've used some of this spray insulation in the attic of my house, and it's basically you just spray it on a surface and it sticks and gets to be, you know, expanse like a foot deep. Is that the kind of stuff you're suggesting spraying on the tents?
Yeah, absolutely. The Army has already demonstrated its ability to do that. I was the senior logistician in 2007 that came up with this technique. I briefed personally General Petraeus on this issue. We executed a $95 million contract in April of 2007, and that $95 million contract to insulate tents is producing $1 billion in annual cost avoidance and taking 10,000 trucks off the road. And that's just not my numbers. This is an official study that was executed by the Army's Army Materials Systems Analysis Agency called AMSA, and they confirmed those numbers. Now, my issue is this. Why don't we now have official policy requiring us to use those kind of initiatives? I mean, although it seems like a lot of billion dollars, it's just scratching the surface. The infrastructure that we have in Iraq and Afghanistan is incredibly inefficient. And I'm just saying, do simple things like use closed cell spray polyurethane foam, or use energy efficient structures from the very beginning, and you'd save billions.
So why is this not official DOD policy right now?
It's a good question. I just retired in November. You know, I know that I personally briefed senior leadership in the Army. Everybody nods their heads and says it's a good thing to do, but I believe that there's a lack of commitment to this because they think that they're going to be tying the operational commander's hands. They're empowering an operational commander. They're taking trucks off his road by requiring this policy. And we would take thousands of trucks off the road. We reduce our footprint over there. And we could look at Afghanistan as an operational test bed for developing not only insulation, but other renewable energy sources and capabilities, other energy technologies, solar, wind, geothermal, you name it. We could leverage those things in Afghanistan. We'd take a lot of Taliban targets off the road, i.e. fuel trucks. We'd learn lessons about energy that we could bring back to the United States or wherever and help us win the war against perhaps the greatest threat that we have out there, which is our over-reliance on foreign oil.
Retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson was a chief logistician for U.S. forces in Iraq. He's also the chief operating officer of Cinevision Solutions, LLC. General, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Marco.